We alcoholics have up here in our head a resentment replay machine. We get, I guess everybody's got one, but surely we alcoholics have. We get up early in the morning. We clean the lens on it because we don't want to miss anything all day long. We tune it up in living color. We leave the house and we shine it on everything and everybody all day long. And we record all those things they do to us that are bad. Then we go home and sit down in our easy chair in the evening, replay it in our head, make ourselves sick, and blame it on other people. Once in a while, we have a bad day. Once in a while, we've got those lens clean, we've got that sucker tuned up, we're shining around the world all day, and they won't do anything to us bad.
That's a bad day.
We got nothing to record. That's a bad, bad day for an alcoholic. You know what we record those days? By God, we record what they're thinking. That's what we do.
We don't ever record anything good, only the bad stuff.
Is there any way God can enter a mind filled with that kind of crap? No way can God enter a mind filled with that kind of crap. Now, the reason we love those resentments so well is if you take a resentment and you keep throwing it out there and throwing it out there and throwing it out there, after a while it turns around and it comes back at you. And it comes back at you as self-resentment. And we can't stand self-resentment. So after a while, self-resentment turns into self-pity. And my God, we alcoholics love self-pity. We love to get up in the morning, put his on as a cloak of dignity. We go out the door and we say, here I come, mean old world, just do it to me. I know you're waiting for me out there. You're going to get me. Now, it's a sick, sick way to build your ego. After all, if you're important enough and all the rest of the world's picking on you, you must really be somebody. So if we want God to direct our thinking, we're going to have to do something about getting rid of those resentments. Because as long as we've got them in our mind, then whoever, whatever we're resenting is controlling the way we think. And if they control the way we think, they control our decisions, they control our actions, and we very effectively give them control of our lives. I didn't know that until I took this inventory. I thought you were supposed to have resentments. I knew that everybody had them, but I didn't know I was letting other people control me through my resentments toward them. Thank God I've learned that. Now, our book is getting ready to show us just exactly how to look at those resentments, how to see the truth behind them, how to get rid of them, and how to keep them from coming back in the future. Then God can control that particular part of our mind. Joe?
If you look at page 65, you notice that the inventory process is already filled out. We weren't quite sure how he filled that out. But I do know that we're taught to read from left to right and to do things from left to right. And so I set about to do this inventory from left to right. I didn't read the instructions. Just going to do the inventory. And then I looked at the first one and said, well, write down, I'm resentful at Mr. Brown. So I write down his name. And then I change my mind and go to the second column, the cause, and I write down the reason why I'm mad at that person. And then I change my mind again and go to the third column of what part of self was affected, and I didn't understand that. And then I thought about that a long time. And I said, well, I'll go back to Mrs. Jones, and I wrote down Mrs. Jones, changed my mind again and went to the cause. You can see what happens after a period of time. If your mind is like mine, after a while it just says tilt. And you say to yourself, oh, heck, they don't want that anyhow. What they want is my whole life story. So we just skip over that page 65 of his as if it didn't mean anything. Well, Bill didn't put anything in this book that didn't mean something. He intended for us to do that inventory just the way it's laid out. But the instructions are over here on page 64. And if we look at the instructions and follow them, we'll be able to follow this inventory real easy.
Now, let us emphasize that the inventory form you have in your handout sheet, the one we're going to put up here on the board, is not a new inventory. We're not trying to bring something else into AA. The first three columns that you have on your handout sheet will be page 65 in the blank form. One column says, I'm resentful at. The next says, the cause. And the next says, affects my. So what we're going to look at now, disregard the last two columns for the time being, We'll use them a little later on as we get into further into the inventory. So what you really got is page 65 in the blank form, and we in turn are going to see the instructions on how to fill them out.
See, we think the way to fill out these forms is from top to bottom, one column at a time, from top to bottom. For instance, it says, in dealing with resentment, we set them on paper. Well, we got our paper here, now we're ready. The next instruction says we listed people, institutions, or principles of whom we are angry, period. We stop right there, and we go to the first column. And simply we write down the people. We all know who we're resentful at. We write down the institutions, places like the federal government or the post office or the library or the school system or the IRS or the institution that we're angry at.
Ex-wives and ex-husbands, and all those people.
Principals with whom we're angry at. Simply write them out, going from top to bottom, one column at a time, all the way down, all the things that we're resentful at.
You know, while we got one thing and one thing only on our mind, let's go from top to bottom. Let's make our list of resentments. He talks about the people and institutions who we're mad at. That's self-explanatory. Principles are those old, old guiding, I hate to use the word laws, I can't think of anything any better, that I used to hear all my life that I really did resent. The Ten Commandments are a set of principles. And I certainly didn't want to hear anything about the Ten Commandments when I'm out there drinking. I'm breaking practically all of them. Maybe one I didn't, but I could have when I was drunk. I don't know. Another old principle I hated is what goes up must come down. I didn't care for that. Another one is what you give out and what you get back. Another one are there are no free rides. You'll pay for whatever you receive. My dad used to use one on me that I hated then, don't really like it now. He said, son, when you lay down with dogs, you get fleas on you every time. You know? Old, old principles that were contrary to our style of living. Now, what could be more simple than to list first the people we're upset with, we're resentful at, then the institutions we're resentful at, then the principles we're resentful toward. I've never known an alcoholic yet. They did not know just exactly who and what, by God, we're mad at. We sit around and talk about it for hours and hours in bars. All we got to do is take it out of our mind, put it down in column one. And when you do that, I think you'll be amazed at what comes out of this. They came to me and they said, make a list of your resentments. And I said, I don't have any. And they said, oh, surely you've got one or two. Maybe you don't understand what a resentment is. And they explained to me it was the refeeling of old pains, old hurts, old angers. And I said, oh, yeah, I've got a couple of those. They said, well, put them down on a sheet of paper. Be sure and leave some space with them in between them, like page 65 shows. So I took a regular size sheet of paper, and I began to list resentments. And the next thing I knew, that two or three had turned into about eight of them. I reached over and got another sheet of paper. The next thing I knew, I had eight on that. And I got another sheet of paper, and before I got through, I had about 152 of them. I said, man, you matter in hell at everything. I did not know that. You can only see one resentment at a time in your head. I don't think any of us will ever realize how many resentments we really do have, how much they control and dominate our thinking, and until we put them all down on a sheet of paper and see them in their entirety for the first time. And we made a decision in step three to let God direct our thinking. If we got that many resentments, then they direct our thinking and God can't. It is just that simple. Filling out column one, I learned something very valuable about me. How many resentments I really do have. How much they control and dominate my thinking.